And now, for your listening pleasure.
And it is hashtag Choose You Day. And today I want to share some ideas to help build your strength when you choose yourself first. Hello there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And if you would like to have a private session with me, you can book it at heal.me/Carol L. Sanek. Okay, first of all, do not feel guilty about feeling sad, bad, anxious, angry, or any other negative feeling that might be sitting in front of you. You're not negative, you're positive, and you're human. I get questions all the time about how can I choose myself and feel better about it, make it easier. You know, you have the right to feel how you feel, even if other people have made it worse. Your pain is valid regardless of others. So if somebody's making you feel bad because you choose yourself, well, you know what? Yeah, it might hurt in your gut. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you choose yourself, your gut's going to feel a lot better. When you hashtag choose you, you are doing the very best you can based on past experiences. Once you start believing in yourself, it will all be easier. You don't have to push yourself to do it. Sometimes when we hashtag choose you, we go to a cozy corner and hang out with ourselves. This is an act of kindness. There will be a day when you look back and say, wow, look at how much better I am emotionally because I put my desires first. Remember, when we first begin to hashtag choose you, we are not doing it to impress anyone. And once you do it, you can pat yourself on the back. I come back to the encouraging part because many of you tell me that you know you want to do it, but it's hard to choose yourself over what others want. Remember, the ultimate desire is peace and happiness, and it starts with you. This is Carolyn Sanek, author, life coach, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.